It's nice that TheaterWorks offers an occasional world premiere play. But if a playwright is willing to present a new work at TheaterWorks, the play is probably not the best, and that's the fate of Shifting Gears that continues through February 1st. Written by local author Richard Warren, Shifting Gears is littered with every tired cliche character situation imaginable, and the predictable dialogue is unimaginative and dull. There's not an original thought in the boring script, and the ragtag production is embarrassing, from lethargic and meandering staging to some of the worst acting ever witnessed on a local stage. The play's premise is simplistic. We are at a longtime family summer vacation cabin in the early 60s during Kennedy's presidency. Henry, the bombastic know-it-all father, owns his small business. His henpecked wife, Annie, has kowtowed to Henry for years, but, like many wives of the period, she's sharper than Henry, but afraid to reveal it. There's two grown children, Karen and her older brother, Junior. During the intermission, any reasonably perceptive theatergoer can guess what happens in the quickly resolved and totally predictable second act. Henry has a stroke. Facing a slow recovery, his able wife Annie takes over his business and runs it superbly, even though Henry has his doubts about her. Annie, it turns out, ran the business and brilliantly during Henry's World War II stint. Junior doesn't want Daddy's business as Henry planned, and Karen seems more like a struggling teenager than the 20-year-old she claims to be. Everything is resolved just as you would suspect, but I won't reveal the ending to challenge attending theatergoers' intuitions, but be assured that there are no surprises, no hidden character traits, so life goes on as the evolving 60s thinking impacts the family's preconceived ideas. Daniel Shea's pokey staging and painfully blah acting make the bad play even worse. Frank Gacciola makes the one-dimensional Henry so hatefully predictable that there's no way an audience can care about the character or his fate. Veronica Carmack's bland Annie has none of the imagination necessary to make Henry's business a success. Katie Chakowowski's Karen is a scatterbrained teeny bopper instead of the 20-year-old she's supposed to be. Sky Donovan never displays Junior's thoughtful maturity. When attempting something new, TheaterWorks must present a viable play, and Shifting Gears doesn't achieve that mandatory goal. The play earns 1 star out of 5, and it's back to the drawing board for the playwright. For KBAQ, I'm Chris Curcio.